Wow, 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 what a evening. It's jam-packed here in studio. You're right back with the Power Hour on KC107.7 with me, Lady G. And next, I have three powerhouses plus one from Durban that is joining us tonight. Yes, we're having our knowledge festival at the Paul Town Hall, and she came all the way a corner to be in studio with me. Come and say hi.
Hi, everyone. It's so lovely to be here. Wow. It's such a feeling like a powerhouse. Thank you for having me.
Tell us, from where are you? Quickly.
I am from Durban in Morningside, and I came here for the festival, and I'm enjoying the vibes. People, of course, it's too hot, but it's hot like them.
Yeah, the people in the Paul is hot, hot, hot.
It's hot.
We were listening to Rotas the rapper. He's in studio with me tonight. Rotas, tell us about that song.
Sanbonan, Jumelang, Kunjani.
Unjani, Unjani, Unjani.
Hallo. Vergewe my as 'n liedjie wat ek laas jaar geskryf het. Een van my personal favorites en is ook een van my grootste songs op die oomblik. Baie, baie grateful vir die ontvangs wat het gekry het. En net liefde, net liefde, net liefde.
So, tonight we decided, ons doen 'n bietjie Afrikaans en Engels, want ons het van al die tale in die studio vanaand.
Yes.
So it is the Youth Knowledge Festival, so we're going to go all the way, am I right?
Maakie saakie.
Ja, let's cool jazz.
Easy.
Maar ek het vanaand vir Lishay en Ilke. Ja, hulle is Rotas, sy sisters en sy siblings, en hulle ken hom ons nou beter as ons allemaal. Hulle ken die Rotas wat ons hier ken nie. So, as een rapper, Lishay en Ilke, ons ken Rotas as een rapper en acteur, maar hoe is Rotas die broer by die huis? Is hy die beskermende een, die snaakse een? Ek het nou achtergekom wat die een is. Of die een wat allemaal laat lag. Julle kan nader kom?
As ek moet sê, hoe by die huis is, hy is die een wat allemaal laat lag. En is net lekker om hom rondom ons te het, net om saam te sit en net, is net nice. Hy is altijd grapjes. Hy joke. Ja.
Lishay?
Ja, nee, nee, het allemaal. Ek is Lishay Rodney, sy oudste sister. Definitief grapjes, die jokeste van die family. En hy het een lach, een aansteekelike lach. Het maak jy saak hoe kwaad hy veel maak in die oomlikkie. Sodra hy begin een lach, nee, dan kan jy nie anders om saam te lachen.
So, Rotas,
yes.
Ons is terug by jou. Jou sister ken jou beter as enige iemand. Wat is iets van jou wat mense buiten nie weet nie, maar wat jou sisters dadelijk sal uitwys? En praat die waarheid as 'n brief. Rotas, jy kan agterna vergifnis vra.
Wat hulle weet? Ek is stil. Oei, ja, en hoe is hy snaaks? I'm a quiet person. Praat jylle die waarheid. Ek is, soos ek genoem het, ek is introvert, het mag jy so like, but, ja, ek is in my eie zone, en hulle weet die, ek hou nie baie, dis ook om ek hier baie rond gaan nie, koos ek is baie gemakkelijk in waar ek is, en daar hulle weet die, so, hulle altyd weet waarom hy te kree, is net die kamer weg, of net haar so, maar hulle moet sal kree, ek is easy, dis maar iets wat baie mense min van my weet, koos, hulle sien altyd die external weergave van my, maar hulle weet, okay, hulle gaan, ek weet nie, as beef, as ons nou by die huis kom, is aan, I don't care,
is aan. Lishay en Ilke, as julle Rotas in drie woorde as 'n broer moet beskryf, wat sal dit wees? Julle mag uitbrei.
Nie, moet nie diep gaan, ek huil net.
Okay, gaan nie te diep gaan nie, maar ek gaan dit maar hou by die drie woorde, hy is 'n beskermer. Ek dink, alhoewel ek die oudste is, voel hy altyd, hy is a big brother, for some reason. So, hy is protector, hy is loyaal, en definitief a joker, al wil hy dit self herken nie, hy hou van grappe maak.
Ilke?
As ek vir my drie woorde moet beskryf, hy is baie liefdevol, hy wees het altyd, teenoor is allemaal, en funny, ja, natuurlijk. En hy is ook baie vriendelik.
Ek dink ek moet vir my eie stand-up comedy so begin. It's funny. Apparently it's
Akona, do you have a question for this trio? Two sisters and a brother.
Yes, I do. Like, what keeps you going and make sure that you guys still do work, but at the same time, what keeps you going as siblings and what motivates you so that maybe for someone who's have the same aspiring goals will be like, or dreams, maybe if I can do that, mm-hmm. or this can keep me going also to achieve my dreams.
Okay. I would definitely say allowing that love overpower everything, you know, and the respect as well. We fought a lot. Me and my older sister, we used to fight a lot, but we always like allowed love to be the main thing. You know, I would never do something like to hurt or whatever, even though we fought maybe verbally or whatever. That's siblings. It will always be there, but allowing the love to always be the main thing in our relationship.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you just said. I am a grown person, I'm out of the house, but my siblings will always, the love that we have for each other will always be there. And even though I have my own family, I still make time for them. So that is also important. Like, we live in a world where sometimes we get so busy with our everyday lives that we don't get the time to make time for each other. But I think that is also very important. And for people, the message I have for someone that's aspiring to aim for their goals, don't let your past or don't let your present situation define where you are going or where you are heading as a person, because our past can never determine our future.
Exactly.
Ilka? We're doing a youth festival. We gotta hear from the youth.
We want to hear your voice. She's still shy. Say shy, so that it's relatable for someone who's listening, that you are really need to take a deep breath, which is relatable. We all get scared. Say it scared. Say it. Please share your experience and tell someone who's listening to you who wants to hear who's this person who's scared but already feels like she's made it.
As ek kyk na my siblings, ne, daar is baie goed wat ek opkyk, baie goed wat hulle doen wanneer ek opkyk. Soos al twee te geraad en ek is ook nou besig om te studeer, so dat is wat ek wil doen. Like, ek kyk op na hulle. En ek wil ook graag iemand wees op wie hulle trots kan wees.
Okay, I've just changed this whole interview and put you guys on the spot.
Hi, Bo.
But Akona is going to finish off. I'm just going to ask the next question.
Okay.
And Akona will be finishing off with you guys. But as she came from very far to do and be part of the research for the Youth Knowledge Festival, am I correct?
Yes.
Which is also tomorrow at the Paul Town Hall. So, thank God we have youth in the house today. So, Rotas.
Yes.
There's just a message that came in. Love this for them, honestly, can confirm that they truly do have a close family. Love what Ilka just said now, and I'm sure they are already proud of you, Leafy. Who's Leafy? Okay. And Auntie Magdalene van Skalkwyk, she's in Paul. It's one of our favorite listeners. She's also tuned in tonight to the Power Hour. So, I want to ask a question and then I'm going to give it over to Akona. So, jy, Rotas, jy is 'n akteur Ek het dit gekyk die movies, by the way. kom ons, as jylle aan Rotas denk as 'n broer, wat is die ding, ons sit gewoon net vir my op 'n pedestal vir a change, you know? Wat bewonder jylle behalwe, is dit net goeie goed van hom, het hy niks liefde goed die? Just asking. I love, Auntie Magdalene sê, I love Rotas music.
Dankie.
So, I mean, vertel ons, jylle sit hom baie hoog op 'n pedestal. I know siblings have issues. But, sy niks wat hom kwaad maak en tyne.
Want is hy kos op eet, he.
There we go. Daai maak nou sin. Okay, but...
Maar as hy iets nog iets is wat ek ook kan sê, wat ek baie bewonder van hom, is sy liefde vir my kinders. My twee dogtertjies is mal oor hulle boete. Toe my oudste een so net begin op praat, het sy nie kon sy nie sy naam sê nie, en vir jare was sy boete Rokkies.
Okay.
So, regtig, dit is iets wat ek het my van hom, die bond wat hy met al te my kinders het, is net vir my, is iets anders, is een mooi iets om te sien.
Wow. As een eer om vir julle so as sibling saam te sien. Want men sien mense altyd op een stage.
Ja.
En jy sien nie die rechte persoon eindelijk op die stage. Op die movie. Wow. Congratulations met die movie.
Thank you.
En alles wat jy doen. Jy is een inspiratie wat jy skryf. Ek volg jou al diligently. Okay. You know, ek kan nie gewacht om jou te ontmoet. Ek ken jou hele familie behalwe vir jou. So, I'm going to give it over to Akona. And she's going to finish up for us with you guys.
Okay, cool.
Because she's going to go back to this youth thingy.
Okay.
The research. No?
Neil, thank you so much. The last question for me, and please keep it real. So in the next 10 years or 5 years from now, what do you want people to remember about your music, your experience, your interaction with them? Like, can your peers from school say something about you? What do you want them? I know that people have different perceptions and how they view your music, but what would you like people to remember and make sure that that message goes out?
Okay. Just that I always, doesn't matter my flaws, because I know I'm human after all, but I kept it real until then. I want to keep it real, and they know that about me. Ek haat die vervalste besigheid, you know. If I have flaws, I'm going to speak about it. If I hate that, I'm going to speak about it. If I, whatever, I just want to keep it real. It's just like now. Like, they ask me, like, why aren't you wearing shoes? I don't want to wear shoes. What you mean? I'm keeping it real. That's how I feel today. You know, that's why I'm barefoot on stereo. For those who's wondering. I was like, nah, I'm not putting on shoes. What? You know, I'm just keeping it real. Keeping it real at all times. And in this life, sometimes you need to hide away because you don't know what other people's intentions are towards you. So you need to put on a wall because you need, but, and that can get, you know, people can hurt you because of you always being, keeping it real. You know, they're going to use it as an advantage over you. But I don't want to lie, you know. I just want to keep it real. And that's one thing they should always know about me. Ek gaan nie vervalste liefde lê nie. Ek het nie meer, I don't have people to impress. I just want to be me.
Three words to encourage someone who wants to dream big and to make sure that they reach their dreams, whatever they are. But also, last one, when you realize that this music is your calling, what did you do that pushed you to be where you are? And your sisters, siblings, what would you like to see your brother in the next 5 years, and where do you see yourself relating to his music and where you are now, and what message can you give to someone who has someone who's on social media? Because now people, they go to social media, they think, oh, now I'm an influencer, like them,
yeah,
by virtue of being associated with you somehow, they get that exposure. And
I wasn't even scared to say the poster, because I don't want to put my family like on these platforms, I'm trying my utmost best to protect them at all costs, you know. Because once they don't know, when they don't know how to attack you as a person, who they are gunning for? They're coming for my family. That's why I want to keep it as much as I can. I just want to keep it private and just all that public drama and stuff. I want to keep it away. Attack me. I'm fine. My fellas heart, I can't hear me. But for the person listening, the three words, man, work hard. Discipline, perseverance. Again, the money opgene, you know, it is possible. I don't care where you come from. Look at me. My story is a testimony in its own. Like, I get emotional when I speak about it, because sometimes it looks to people like, nah, this guy is faking. No. Mm-hmm. Smarty Town, Toonstraat, number 3. That's why I stayed. You can go look there. Gaan beginna, beginna. And oh, see what sisters verkoop het, begin daar. You know? So for people coming, joining in on my journey right now, judging me, like, you don't know where I came from. You know, I pushed, I make sure I worked out, and yeah, if you believe it, now you can achieve it. It is possible.
Amen.
Definitely.
And that's how it will be. And I like the Bare Feet Stuff story, because when we did the sports awards,
yeah,
so all the dignitaries and everything was there. So I took off my high heels and I went bare feet on the stage and I go fetch my awards. And they say, I made history bare feet. I said, evening gown and bare feet. Keep it real.
Keep it real, yeah.
So I just want to, in close, we came to the end of this. This interview will be on a podcast on the KC app. You will listen to all these beautiful voices that was on tonight, this inspirational young people. People from Durban that came our way, wow, to do research and to help youth. It was just amazing to be a part of this festival today. And I'm actually a bit emotional, if it doesn't look like that. But I want... Rotas, are you going to do your thing quickly for us?
I get a specific backtrack up your phone. Can you love YouTube uitkom vanaf? Oh, look at my... Okay, cool. Hoe lang moet ik voor jullie gooien?
Okay, we got so 3-4 minutes.
3-4 minutes, that's
easy. That's enough.
Easy.
You're going to do it for us.
Kan ik jou helpen? Ik heb het geboren.
Can you play with?
Yeah, it's that one.
So this one, can I play it?
Oh, it's going to be you. And it's cool. Okay, cool. Week het zo. Week het zo. Okay, this is a new track. Ik heb deze diep track gekend. Oh, my days. By the way, je hebt de album op wat. Het gaan uitkomen. In my mountain, I'm going to definitely die. Wacht for that, I get the album launch. People will say your boodschap. You will say 8 money. Okay. Is it a feel?
I get a feel 8 money.
Okay. Sorry, later. Yeah. Ik ga jullie terug, wat? Ik weet niet of jullie kan aan doen. Maak me famous de tijd. Kom eens klimmen. Hey. Nog vast. Let's go. Okay. Ah. Nog zeg me waar begin ik te spit. Ik ben benoemd, mijn ziel voel een kleine beetje bedrukt. En als dingen te veel raak, had ik op mijn knieën gaat zitten. Zeg mijn video voel het om uit te vinden dat je neef wie is op dat. Mama, dank je voor die paksla, dank je voor die klappen. Dank je dat mama geskeld is, ik laat in huis hem gestapt. Ik is jammer, en elke keer is mijn oma over die richter. Goed te praten, toen doe ik dat. Ik elke keer bij die dieren wil gestapt. Ik vanaf één kies, tot op. Hey, ik heb het aangevangen net om in te pas. Maar ik heb besluit om mij goed binnen die dromen te smijt. Ik zie je engelie, ik heb ook mijn zonde. Ik mag gezond lijken, maar ik heb ook mijn wonden. Maar door die pijn en hartzeer, die liggen verdriet. Als ik blij dat mijn ziel is vastgevangen in mijn ziek. Come on, wil je verder gaan? Nee! Ik wens mensen van zien, hoe gaan die echt?
Die ding rot in die pauwe, ouwe.
Die ding rot, ik definitief aan.
Ons maak je ding rot.
Ja, definitief. Oké, als nog tijd. Kom maar kijken waar ik in mijn sleeve. Hey. Mijn concentratie kan niet effect worden. Dan zei Rera, ik die oma's, ik reject woe. As part of life, as deel van die game. But ik weier om mijn pawn te wies op iemand anders het chessboard. Slaven die ons dood, niemand is mijn baas. Ik werk voor mezelf en ik niks te doen. Mijn geld, dat is eigenschap. Zwart man, ga niet samen met dignity. En ik sta op mijn noemen, niemand schudt mij van mijn integrity. Als ze staan voor niks, dan valt ze voor alles. Die enigste tijd wanneer ik zal vals zijn, maar dat is een Godse arms. Hij is die enigste die met mij gehaald wordt. Meer als ina, geen anders. En I've been independent. En dat is geval aan me, ik is hard to get. Zoals je fit bellen. Ik wandel soms in zonde, jere, wie is mijn mazina? Maak mij wit en maak mijn schoenen weer wit. En voor hoe dat ik mijn voeten zit en trekken wat ik hier behoor. Dank je. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was some joy. Uh-huh. If you're at home, yeah, jy moet vanavond genieten op die Power Hour. And that's arrivederci from all of us in studio. Bye-bye.
Bye.